Maybe your kids or grandkids have their very first mobile phones or pads or tablets. Their first electronic device, and you're a little worried about what they're using it for, and making sure that they don't encounter things you don't want them to encounter there. Joining us right now, the vice president of PBS Kids Digital. She's done a TED Talk on the positive uses of technology with kids, Sarah DeWitt. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
It would be really easy to just say, well, you know, little kids should not have access to this kind of technology. But the fact is, there's some amazing things available for them, isn't there?
Yes, there are. And there's some things that if parents and grandparents are really thoughtful about it, there's some things you can do with technology that actually can help boost some learning. So they're great things you can do that help them understand how technology fits into the world instead of being something that takes you away from the world.
Well, like what? Give us some examples.
Well, if you think about what your kids really like to do. So I have a four-year-old who is right now really, really obsessed with big cats. He's really interested in animals, and he wants to pretend he's a cheetah all the time. So then when it's time to have some screen time to do something else, I'm thinking about, okay, how can I find something that kind of is fueling his interest in this subject in science? So there's a PBS Kids show called Wild Kratts that focuses all on animals, and we have found all the big cat episodes, and we've also found there's some games on the PBS Kids Games app that focus on the different features of these big cats. So he can play with that for a little while, and then afterwards I can ask him questions about what he learned about a cheetah, like how fast does it run, what kinds of things does it eat, and that's starting to spill over into his play. He's bringing more of those kind of science things that he learned into the play. So we're connecting what he did on the screen with the real world, and it's getting him even more excited about that thing he was already interested in.
What are some of the gadgets that maybe parents need to think about for their kids? I mean, it's not just as simple as, here's mom's phone, go play with it for a while, right?
Right. When you're thinking about younger kids, tablets are really a good kind of first step into this. And what you want to do is spend a few minutes looking at it yourself. If it's a family tablet, maybe make one screen that's just the apps for the kids so that they have kind of the place where they focus. And if it's their own tablet, make sure you have it in a place where you get it out for them and give it to them when it's time. But you want to spend a little bit of time just getting to know that device, even if you aren't going to be using that much. What's a good way to get out of an app you don't like? How are there any parental controls that you can use? Are there any places to kind of help them stay focused on what you'd like them to be on? But then sit down with your kid and talk about the places where they're allowed to play it. Like, I don't encourage parents to let kids wander around with it. Not only could it break, but also it means it's less likely you're going to hear what they're playing or see what they're doing. So where in the house can they play? And then what are the times they can play? It shouldn't be something that you just hand to when you have, like, a few minutes where you just need some downtime. Instead, think ahead a little bit. When am I going to need downtime this week for me as a parent or a grandparent? And when is it going to be the best time for my kid to play for a little bit? And then go ahead and schedule that in. So your child knows, like my older one knows, that when I'm putting the younger one down for a nap, that's when he's going to get his 30 minutes of screen time. And he can play with these apps or he can watch a show on PBS Kids.
Those are really good habits to get into at a young age, too, because that may very well help carry over into their older years as well. I think we could all be more mindful of our screen time, couldn't we?
Exactly. Yes, it's something parents need to think about, too, how they're modeling this behavior for their kids. If every moment they have a spare minute, they pick up their phone and start scrolling, the kid is going to take that away, too. So I really encourage parents to kind of put the phones aside, especially during dinner time. When you're having a conversation with your kid, actually turn it off and put it in your pocket. You know, try to keep it as something that this is something I do when I need to look something up or when I need to find a recipe or when I have a little bit of downtime, and then kind of narrate, this is what I'm going to do now. Another really great tip is to make sure you have some time to talk to your kids about what they played. There's been some great research that has shown that if a child is playing with something educational on a screen and the parent has a conversation with them about what they played, the child's educational gains are going to be greater. And it can be just as simple as, tell me what happened on the show today. Oh, wow. What would you have done if you had been in that situation? Just get them talking about what they did. It helps them kind of repeat what they learned. But then there's this great byproduct. It's teaching them that screens and technology is something that you should talk about. It also helps build those critical thinking skills to tell you what they liked and what they didn't like about something they may have played. And it also just creates some good bonding time. It's fun to talk about a funny game or a funny show. And even if you say, oh, show me what you did, how did you beat that level? Kids love to show you how they have mastered something in a game. And that can create a really good bonding experience.
You mentioned educational shows and games and things like that. Where would we look to find some of these things?
So PBS Kids has tons of things on the PBS Kids for Parents website. The PBS Kids Games app has lots of games. And if you follow PBS Kids on Facebook or Instagram, we're regularly posting ideas and tips and some of the resources. Another really great resource is commonsensemedia.org. And that is a site that rates content for kids, movies, games, apps, and also gives you kind of the age appropriateness. So if you have a four-year-old and you're not sure what's great for them, that's a great first place to go to find some activities that really make sense for their age limit.
All right. We will check it out. Thanks so much, Sarah. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.